When he sits and ponders what he is doing with his life, or what is being done to him, Mesfin always ends up confused. He first fled his home country to the Sudan when the Marxist junta, which had stood for the downtrodden, won state power and started to eliminate the so-called reactionaries. He returned to Ethiopia when President Mengistu took his turn to flee the country and to join the refugees in Harare. And then the new Ethiopian transitional government came to power. He returned and stayed in the country long enough to see how fast Ethiopians were going from the frying pan into the fire. Then he took off again, this time to Kenya, born to run away as a rabbit at the first sight of a problem, he thought to himself silently. He learned nothing from his running, but his long life as a refugee taught him tolerance. He knows that tolerance is the rule of the game, and it is the way to sanity. That is why he is still alive. He remembered how many of his friends perished and how many went mad and disappeared into the desert, left to unknown fates. Once, while wandering around somewhere, he had found an identity card, an Ethiopian one, near a partially decomposed body. He tried to see the face of the deceased, but his legs failed him. He fell to the ground and vomited. When he had composed himself, he ran to the camp and hid in his hut for days. He hated remembering, sitting on his mat, counting the days that he had lived in the refugee camp, enduring the unendurable. But here he was, sitting and remembering. He tolerated the police who behave as if they own the world and demand so much when they see a refugee. He tolerated the workers of the humanitarian organizations who think that they know the needs of the refugees, and he also tolerated the hunger, the thirst, the cold, and the sun, which are intolerable. As he sat, he prayed for his deliverance, but he knows God is unfair in his treatment of individuals. The illogical God allows some creatures to wither away in a hot desert, in an alien land, while others are leading luxurious lives. Today, he doubts fairness. Finally, he was tired and went to sleep, to wait for another tomorrow. In a refugee's life, all tomorrows are the same. No story to tell, no history to write, and no future to plan. Tomorrow is just another miserable day.